Funding for The Spark is provided by Capital Blue Cross, focused on creating a healthier future for our communities through innovations like Capital Blue Cross Connect Health and Wellness Centers, which provide in-person services and inspire healthy living. Learn more at capitalbluecross.com. The Spark is also supported by UPMC, offering a broad range of cardiac and vascular treatments in our community. More information is available at upmc.com/centralpaheart.
Even though central Pennsylvania is a growing region, it still is largely rural, and that's what many people love about the area. It also has a lot of history, especially in agriculture. The Historic Preservation Trust of Lancaster County and the Historical Society of Cocalico Valley are launching a driving tour of historic barns in Lancaster County. Joining us today, Elaine Bowman, board member of the Historic Preservation Trust of Lancaster County and Historical Society of Cocalico Valley, and Angela Stewart, who is a board member of the Historical Society of Cocalico Valley. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you.
So what are you looking for to do to create a driving tour of historic barns, Elaine?
Both of the entities you mentioned earlier, the Historic Preservation Trust of Lancaster County and also the Historical Society of the Cocalico Valley, have a great interest in educating our public. And we think through this barn tour, we can educate them not only on barns, but also the architecture of the barns, the cultural significance, and also our agricultural community in Lancaster County.
Educating them in what way?
I think making them aware, and I think it's something we see every day and we don't give it a whole lot of thought.
We take it for granted.
Yes, we want them to be more aware of the importance of barns in Lancaster County.
Mm-hmm. So, Angela, let me ask you, how are you going about it? How are you going about creating this driving tour?
Well, we have started out just trying to solicit barn submissions, primarily through the historical societies in our county, but also through the municipalities. Mm-hmm. And as you had seen the article through the Lancaster newspaper, trying to get some of the best representatives that we have in this county to highlight on our barn tour.
So what you're looking for, people okay. who may see a barn, may be familiar with a barn they pass every day that they think is historic,
yes,
that they submit, I don't know, I won't call it a nomination, but they bring it to your attention, right?
It would be more like a nomination. So we have our criteria that we're looking for, our minimum criteria. It would need to be at least 50 years of age or older. It needs to be of historical significance, either architecturally or of, you know, local history, and or have be currently used either as a working barn or as a repurposed use.
And the most important aspect is that it must be visible from a public road.
That's right.
We decided when we first started to talk about the tour, there is no way we can have everybody on this self-guided tour just traipsing around other people's property.
So probably a good idea, Elaine.
So it has to be visible from a public road.
Yeah, if you're going to have a driving tour, you probably have to drive mm-hmm. to it and not get
exactly.
out of the car. How is someone who wants to nominate a barn, how are they to know if it fits into that criteria that Angela just listed, that it's historic, more than 50 years old, or that it has a unique architecture?
As the nominations come in from historical societies, from political subdivisions throughout Lancaster County, and also from individuals, we review them.
Mm-hmm.
And we are beginning that process. I would say mid-May, we'll start to review that process. And we hope to narrow it down to about 50, although we could probably do 150 because there are so many that are just amazing. So we're going to narrow it down to about 50. And the barns that are nominated but not selected for a picture and write-up in the tour book will be listed on a separate page.
Oh, so there will be a tour book, too?
Yes. Yes.
Explaining what's unique about it.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So the tour book is kind of the essential part of this project. and that will have listed, you know, not only the barn and where it is, it will have a map naming all the barns that we are going to be putting and highlighting in this tour book, but having individual pictures and descriptions of each barn, of why it's significant and its integral features. Mm-hmm.
You know, I was thinking about it. You don't see a lot of new barns go up today as much as what you did with some of the older ones. And because, and when I think of a barn, I think of a wooden structure.
Or stone or brick.
Or stone or brick. Mm-hmm. But painted in a certain way, certain kind of roof.
Right.
But nowadays, there seems to be like some metal materials, maybe some aluminum. You're turning your nose up, Elaine, at that. But they serve a purpose.
Oh, they do. Absolutely.
Yes.
But
absolutely.
What I'm describing, that's probably what you're looking for as well. I mean, I'm talking about the older barns.
Yes. And right. Some of those older barns have been refurbished and, I might add, saved because using some of the modern techniques of building.
And, the modern materials to help preserve the structure of the older barns. That does happen.
Okay. Architecture of a barn. I have to admit that I'm not real familiar with different architectures of barns. Elaine, you have a smile on your face. I'm telling the radio audience, what different architectures are there in barns? I mean, the Star Barn now in Elizabethtown, that's totally unique. But go ahead.
That's not a Lancaster County barn.
That's right. It was in Dauphin County to begin with and was moved to Lancaster County.
However, we'll probably give that some type of
significance. I would imagine, yes.
So there are several in Lancaster County that are quite common to the county. A Switzer barn, an English barn, a Yankee barn, tobacco barn, and those are really the four basics. And they each have architectural components that are different. I'm not an expert on that.
Do these barns have to be in perfect condition?
No, but they need to be on a working farm, or else they need to be repurposed for another use. So an event barn would certainly be eligible.
That's another thing that's happened over the past 10, 15 mm-hmm. years.
Yes.
I think the last five weddings I've been to have been in refurbished barns. That's a big thing.
It is. It definitely is.
Could some of those refurbished barns be part of your historic barns?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. But that's not a working...
Well, it is, because it's not working as a farm, in a farm agricultural use, but it is still being used to serve a purpose.
And preserved, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so why barns? There are a lot of things that you could have a driving tour of in Lancaster County. I'm thinking of, not just Lancaster County, all of central Pennsylvania. Covered bridges, for one. In fact, I think that should be the next one. But anyway.
The Historical Society of the Cacalico Valley did two church tours 6 and 8 years ago. And after those were completed, we looked for something else that we thought would be interesting. Cemeteries might be on the agenda, but...
Didn't the Historic Preservation Trust do some architectural tours of...
They do.
Downtown areas of Lancaster.
Historical Historic Preservation Trust of Lancaster County does a tour every 2 years. We did Columbia. We've done Ephrata within the last couple years. And last year, downtown Lancaster area. Mm. Can we talk a little bit more about the tour book?
Sure. Go right ahead, because we only have a couple minutes left.
Okay. We're going to have that available to the public. Obviously, part of this is a fundraiser, but we like to think more in the terms of educating our community to appreciate our cultural, agricultural, architectural significance of the barns. But again, there is a component of fundraising with that. We're going to provide a tour book that will be available mid-October. And as we said earlier, the tour is self-guided, and that really makes it timeless. The tour book will really be timeless. There's no way you can do 50 Lancaster County barns in an afternoon or in a weekend. So you can do five in the northern end of the county and then 2 weeks later, you say, you know what, I'm going to drive to this other end of the county. So you'll do two more down, another tour down there.
And there'll be a checklist within included right. within the book. So you can actually keep track of the barns that you visited.
Will there be a sign, like I think of the Gettysburg battlefield, that has like one, two, auto
no.
stop? No.
No. There'll be an address for you that you can, so that you can find the barn and, of course, pictures.
There are a couple of reasons we decided not to do signs. First of all, those signs wear out. They get stolen. And we decided in order to cut down on the chance of either one of those happening, we would be very specific in the tour book on locations so that people could easily find those barns. And again, a map of Lancaster County to help them locate. Every one of those barns will be pinpointed on that map.
So October 23 should be ready to go.
Absolutely.
Mid-October.
See, what I'm envisioning is leaves are changing color.
Yeah.
Nice.
Perfect driving night, weather.
It would be perfect driving weather, driving around the county looking at. I think it's a great idea.
We are going to sell sponsorship ads in the booklet, and we're hoping that, you know, even some of the members of the agricultural community will be willing to sponsor aspects of this. And also, if you're driving around the county on a Saturday afternoon and you're seeing barns, you might want to know where there's a restaurant close by. Mm-hmm.
So it's a tourism thing, too.
It is.
I want to thank both of you for being with us today. One last time, if someone has a barn they would like to nominate, how can they do that?
They can go to the website for...
What is the website?
Ha-ha. The website is...
I'm going to read to you the email address where the nominations can be sent.
All right.
It's Christy Store, KristiStoehr @gmail.com. And they can also be submitted through Historic Preservation Trust of Lancaster County site and also Historical Society of the Cacalico Valley.
And Elaine Bowman and Angela Stewart are with those organizations. I want to thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.